joining me now, Steve. Congratulations. Matt and I were discussing this during the game to say it was a performance something similar to Welling, an unbeaten side at home, and Harry is having to really put everything together to get the victory.
Yes, I think the main thing from our point of view is to get the win here. This is Southport's obviously first defeat here. You know, they've had a good home record, but from our point of view, it's pleasing that you know we've come and we've got one or two missing. And it's pleasing that the ones who have come in over the last couple of games have contributed really well. It was a tough game. I thought we could have done a bit better on the counter attack when we created a few chances. But all in all, it's always pleasing to get the 3 points.
The way Harry has started, it was probably sort of better than the game plan, wasn't it? An early goal from Joe Lolley.
Yeah, I mean it's always a good, whenever you score, it's always a good time to score, especially to put you in front. I was disappointed with the fact that we conceded right in half time, thinking we're going to go in here, but to go straight back up and get ourselves in front again, it changes the team talk slightly at half time. But second half, although Southport had a lot of ball, I don't think they really hurt us too much. And again, second half, with a bit better finishing, we could have perhaps added to our score.
And perhaps made it a little bit easier towards the
yeah, end. I think today there was times when we made things a bit difficult for us by not keeping the ball a bit better. But as I say, we've got the 3 points, and that's the main thing.
There are a couple of controversial issues, Steve. So penalty appeals for both sides not given. Mm-hmm. Perhaps the most clearest, over the course of the season, luck will even itself out. But handball against Jack Byrne late on in the game, and Harry is not conceding the penalty.
I thought from just before half time, I thought they had a good claim for a pen. It looked like it was in the box when Kyle brought the lad down. But he gave it outside, so like you say, sometimes you get those, sometimes you don't. We felt that we perhaps should have had one in the second half as well. But I suppose it does even itself out. But it does seem to be a different rule inside that 18-yard box. I'm still waiting to see that rule, but it does seem to be different rules that apply when anybody gets inside there.
It must be frustrating, Steve, from a manager's point of view, when you look at those sort of things going on, because they can have a big bearing on the game, can't they?
Yeah, they can, and I think something really needs to be done about it, because you see it at all levels, and I don't know, you see a little tug or a little shove outside the box, and it straight away it's a free kick. But anything inside the box, it just seems to be, you might be able to take a machete to somebody in the 18-yard box and get away with it. But something's got to be done about it, because as I say, you're seeing decisions not being given when it's clear-cut fouls inside that 18-yard box.
Taking away from that, Steve, Harry has run now unbeaten in five. It's a good run going, just one defeat in the last nine games. Putting a bit of pressure on the sides in and around the chasing pack to go to the top of the table.
Yeah, I think also at the minute we can play better. We were down to 16 players today, and as soon as we get the lads back fit who have been out of the squad, it makes us stronger, and that'll be a big boost for us. But like I say, the pleasing thing at the minute is that we are getting through, and I'm very pleased with the ones who have come in.